On digital radio. This is BBC Radio 3. Time for me, Petroc Trelawney, to bid you a very good evening. I'll be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at St Paul's Church, Knightsbridge in London, to introduce the BBC singers in a performance of Rachmaninoff's Vespers, his all-night vigil. Hope you can join me for that at 7 o'clock. Right now, it's 11:15 and time to join Max Reinhardt for Late Junction.
Kalimanku Denku, The Evening Gathering, sung by the Bulgarian State Radio and Television Female Choir, led by the voice of Yanka Rupinka. Of course, they're better known as Le Mystère des Voix Bulgares, and the choir was first created in Bulgaria in 1952, with singers chosen for the beauty and openness of their voices, and they were then extensively trained in the unique centuries-old Bulgarian singing style. Welcome to Lake Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt. In a moment, two members of the New York City Free Jazz Fraternity, Italian guitarist Nini Morgia and double bassist William Parker, run the musical gamut from early electronic music to free jazz on a track called Prism 6 from their double LP. Yes, it's a vinyl release, Prism. But first, I've just received this brand new single from another New York musician, classical violinist, left field songstress Kono Mishi, and it's her version of Moondog's All Is Loneliness. Maybe it's less lonely now there's two versions of the song out there. Or maybe more.
Thank you.
Very sound dietary advice there from Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, Mr. Green Jeans, from their sixth album, Uncle Meat, or most of the music from the Mothers movie of the same name, which we haven't got enough money to finish yet. He never did raise enough money to finish it, by the way. This 1969 release was the last album with the original Mothers on it. His first solo album, Hot Rats, would follow hard on its heels. And it would contain a masterful, faster instrumental version of that tune called Son of Mr. Green Jeans. One of the musical inspirations that Zappa was son and heir to was, of course, Edgar Varèse.
Thank you. Like a lurking shadow, like an old love note, I keep in my winter coat. When the snow had fallen, I fell into a long winter sleep. And when I woke, I heard your voice, and I answered it. I had no choice. I've begun to break down, break down, break down. Oh, I've begun to break down, break down. to leave all this behind. You found someone to occupy your time, but there's still hope left in my mind. You've begun to love me.
Love Note by Isabel Anderson. Isabel, who's currently studying for an MA in Sonic Arts at Queen's University Belfast, thoughtfully sent me a copy of her CD Cold Water Songs, on which that tune features. I do believe that I have now heard the mermaid singing each to each. Before that, Varese Poème Électronique, performed by the ASCO Ensemble. It was commissioned for the Philips Pavilion at the 1958 Brussels World Fair. Amazingly, in retrospect, the Philips Corporation commissioned Le Corbusier to design the pavilion, and he in turn christened the venture Poème Électronique, saying he wanted to create a poem in a bottle. The building was shaped like a stomach, and as you entered and exited, you heard a Xenakis piece. But in the heart of the digestive organ, Varese Poème Électronique accompanied a film of black and white photos chosen by Le Corbusier. Google it and you can get an idea of what it looked like. I suppose you could also write into Doctor Who, and maybe the TARDIS will land there one day. Tirotte Bereich approach a similar sonic universe from the musical territory of the jazz avant-garde, similar to Varese, that is, rather than Doctor Who, though they may well have shared tastes. But before we hear Ash from Rotte Bereich's Frank Mobus on guitar, Rudy Mahal on bass clarinet, and Oliver Steidel on drums, this is Missage from the prodigious Palestinian trio of brothers, Le Trio Joubran. Thank you.
I had a wife, I used to treat her nice. Me and my wife used to live so nice. Tell Johnny come in her sweet mouth. He talk until he took her out. All of misery, wherever I meet Johnny. The people go sorry to see. They pray for Johnny and the gal is for me. After Johnny done wear my clothes. After Johnny done eat my food. After Johnny done smoke my pipe. He turn right round and he take my wife. All of misery, wherever I meet Johnny. The people go sorry to see. They pray for Johnny and the gal is for me. I called Johnny to my house so fair. Johnny then saw me till I appear. When I stepped right in the door, Johnny got so frightened he sank through the floor. All of misery, wherever I meet Johnny. The people go sorry to see. They pray for Johnny and the gal is for me. I went in the house to get my gun. Johnny saw me coming, he stopped to run. Let me tell you folks where I lose my head. Johnny was hiding underneath my bed. All of misery, wherever I meet Johnny. The people go sorry to see. They pray for Johnny and the gal is for me. Hey, hey! Hey! Thank you. forget my gun. Johnny saw me coming and start to run. Let me tell you folks, I lose my head. Johnny was hiding underneath my bed. All of misery, wherever I meet Johnny, the people go sorry to see. They pray for Johnny and the gallows for me. Hey! All of misery, wherever I meet Johnny, the people go sorry to see. They pray for Johnny and the gallows for me.
You went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day. You've broken your promise and you've left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Oh, pick it out, Smitty. Now, darling, you know I love you well. Love you more than I can ever tell. I thought that you wanted me and always would be mine. But you went and left me here with troubles on my mind. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Oh, do it pretty, son. Now someday you may be lonesome too. Walking the floor is good for you. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry. Remember that I love you and I will the day I die. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Walking the floor over you. From Ernest Tubb, the man who first introduced the electric guitar into country music. In fact, he was also a key figure in persuading the record companies to rebrand hillbilly music as country music. That 1941 twang opus was his first million-selling hit. Before that, Blind Blake and the Royal Victoria Hotel Calypsos sang joyfully about Blake's hate-hate relationship with an infuriating geezer called Johnny. Some people clearly have no idea where to draw the line. Oh, look, misery. Let us retreat from such carnal commotion. From the moon, sun and all things, here's Ex Cathedra, directed by Jeffrey Skidmore, with Dulce Jesus Mio.
The sun is setting, for the light is red, and you are outlined in a golden fur. Come leave the light and sit beside my bed, for I have had enough of saints and prayers. Strange broken thought, a beating in my brain, they come and vanish, and again they come. It is the fever driving out my soul, and death stands waiting by the air as thank you.
The theme in the first four variations from Variations on a Theme by Schumann, Opus 9 by Brahms, performed by Mikhail Rudy. Before that, Send Out the Singers, from Swedish chanteuse Josephine Lindstrand. She's a graduate of Denmark's Rhythmic Music Conservatory and a key member of Stormchaser, the big band led by her professor, Django Bates. But there you heard her in far more minimalist mode. Oh, and before that, another track from the epic 5-CD collection 25 Years of New York New Music. We heard composer, choreographer, singer, dancer and cantor Meredith Monk with Urban March, arranged by Anthony Mayer. So, bring on the Brazilian guitar Fuzz Bananas.
Traça um rumo, mas se esquece. Lá botando ganho pão. Ele tem cultura média. Fala pouco, se enraivece com anúncio de TV. Faz a barba com Juliette. Lê notícia em manchete. Não tem medo de morrer. Manifesta sobre o clero. Temos mitos contra a guerra. Que se fala no Vietnã.
And love.
There will come a time when every evil that we know
rise above.
Rise above.
Who cares if you're so poor you can't afford to buy a pair of Modagogo stretch elastic pants? There will come a time when you can even take your clothes off when you dance.
What's the ugliest part of your body? What's the ugliest part of your body? Some say your nose, some say your toes, but I think it's your mind. I think it's your mind. I think it's your mind.
Your mind is
your mind. I think it's your mind. I think it's your mind. I think your mind is the ugliest part of your body. I think your mind is the ugliest part of your body. Your body, your body.
Do it again, do it again.
Leleli mama, leleli tata. Passi voy un amor acá. Di bala na etie, di bala ya macambo. Di coloño so passi la passio. Ma comi cocondo, ma comi cocondo. Lo coranganali a cateo. Lo coranganali a cateo. Yo so ana passi si a polino. De lo decisión. La suite décision, maman. Tu vas la passer. Naleli, maman. Naleli, tata. La passe, oui, on a mon laca. Ibala na yakie. Ibala ya makambo. Nicolo, yo so passe, la passe. La comi cocondo. La comi cocondo. Nicolo, yo so passe, la Sola va souci a bolingo de la decisión. Thank you.
continuing this week's Lake Junction celebration of Frank Zappa's forthcoming 70th birthday, that was the sound of the 60s new wave sweeping round the world. We heard Le Coco from Tuzania, a band from the country that was then known as Zaire. That was back in 1969. They were ushered in by Take Your Clothes Off When You Dance and What's the Ugliest Part of Your Body, The Reprise, from Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. It's from We're Only In It for the Money, their album with the artwork that just totally takes a roaring mickey out of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper. After all, Zappa had already released two concept albums by the time the Beatles released their first concept album of all time. All that razor-sharp satire on hippiedom and its approaching doom is a testament to the power of Zappa's social antennae. Before that, psychedelia from Brazil, in the form of El Século 20 from Os Falcos Reais. In a moment, Tong bring us some 21st century folkistic psychedelia with a tune called War to Wash Me. But first, Geronimo de Lauro's Non Me Dir Che Non Si Può, performed by the Accademia Strumentale Italiana, directed by Alberto Rassi. Non me dir che non si può.
Contemplare voglia mia, ma tu mai non hai voluto ritrovare modo e via, la cagione non so qual sia, ogni ordine non si può, non me dir che non si può, che si può, questo si può, che si può, questo, che si può, che si può, questo, che si può.
Version of you, and I will wear my hair long in the sun. so no one sees me cheating. Well, I didn't mean to see to shipwreck you with me. And now our poison pirate ship is broken, and shards of wood and glass turn into ocean. Rocks on top of rocks are in my view. They leave my mouth wide open. So water wash me. So water wash me.
Anna Lockwood's RCSU with Sarah Cahill at the piano.
It's from 25 years of New York new music. And in a moment, we'll hear Music for Fawcett by Eric John Eigner from the same collection. Eigner credits the bathroom tap in his old Brooklyn apartment as the inspirational force behind the piece. It was apparently a veritable Stradivarius of sonic forces. Talking of which, here are the Doa Gypsies of Rajasthan with Darby. Was he not an Apollo of his times? Trumpeter, vocalist, and what a looker to boot. Chet Baker, I've never been in love before. Jazz singers, I don't know. You wait around all night for one and then two of them come along at the same time.
Two wrongs will make it right.
If your date's at 8 and your baby's late, Papa, don't you blow your light. Better take it slow if you don't know. Two wrongs won't make it right. And if your baby's mean and she starts to sing, better hold your temper tight. If you count to 10, you'll remember then, two wrongs won't make it right. The good book says to forgive is right, and it is right to forgive. Maybe baby will remember that. You got to live and let live. If your baby's bad and she makes you mad, don't you fuss and fret all night. Brother, you get help, butt up your lip. Two wrongs won't make it right. Says to forgive is right, and it is right to forgive. Maybe baby will remember that. You got to live and let live. If your baby's bad and she makes you mad, don't you fuss and fret all night. Brother, you get hip, button up your lip. Two wrongs won't make it right. So laugh and grin, take it on the chin. Two wrongs won't make it right.
Yuista Mia's Fantasia No. 12, performed by Jordi Savall, Andrew Lawrence King and Ensemble. Before that, Joe Bebop Carroll, who mostly sang with Duke Ellington, but you just heard his version of Two Wrongs Won't Make It Right with Bill Graham on baritone sax, Ed Swanson on piano, Peck Morrison on bass and Al Jones on drums. And so the end of another Lake Junction looms over the horizon, though you can listen to this programme again any time over the next 7 days via the Radio 3 web pages. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be back tomorrow, but tonight I'll leave you with Gillian Welch and Elvis Presley Blues. Has anyone written a better song about the man yet? Good night.
I was thinking that night about Elvis. Did he die? Did he die? I was thinking that night about Elvis. Did he die? Did he die? Just a country boy that combed his hair and put on a shirt his mother made and went on the air, and he shook it like a chorus girl, and he shook it like a Harlem queen, and he shook it like a midnight ramble. Never seen. I was thinking that night about Elvis. Did he die? Did he die? I was thinking that night about Elvis. Did he die? And it took it all out of black and white, grabbing one and the other hand, and it held on tight, and he shook it like a hurricane, and shook it like to make it break, and shook it like a holy road. So let's stay. I was thinking that night about Elvis. Did he die? Did he die? I was thinking that night about Elvis. Did he die? Did he die? He was all alone in long decline, thinking how happy John Henry was that he fell down dying, when he shook it and it rang like silver, he shook it and it shined like gold, he shook it. Shook it and it beat that steam drill, baby. Well, it bless my soul. What's wrong with me? I was thinking that night about Elvis. Did he die? Did he die? I was thinking that night about Elvis. Did he die? Did he die? Just a country boy combed his hair, put on a shirt his mother made, and went on the air, and he shook it like a chorus girl. He shook it. shaking like a Harlem queen. He's shaking like a midnight rambler, baby, like he never seen, like he never seen, never seen.
Welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Swedish music making for this couple of hours here on Through the Night. Schubert's magnificent octet is to come. And before, at a recent concert from Stockholm with the Swedish radio choir conducted by Peter Dijkstra, in 20th century pieces by Bo Holten, Olivier Messiaen, and to open here the choir in music by Eric Whittaker, born in Nevada in 1970, and a fellow whose dream was to become a rock star, but the experience of singing Mozart's Requiem changed all that. These are Whittaker's three songs of faith, setting poems by E.E. Cummings. I Will Wade Out, Hope, Faith, Life, Love, and finally, I Thank You, God, for This Most Amazing Day.
Thank you.
music by the American Eric Whittaker, his Three Songs of Faith, setting poems by E.E. Cummings, the solo soprano there, Marika Scheele, with the Swedish radio choir conducted by Peter Dijkstra. Well, the choir now in music from 1940s France, Looking East, the Cinq Rechants by Olivier Messiaen, the last in his so-called Tristan trilogy, following on from the Turangalila symphony. So the text here, full of love symbols of one kind or another. The music itself, a combination of Peruvian folk song and Indian rhythms, while also paying homage to 16th century French song. To be exact, these Cinq Rechants are from 1948 and made quite an impact on the world of choral music back then.